This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Knicks Celtics, game number two. Now, we know what happened in game number one, the blown lead, the 20 points, blah, 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 blah. So, on FS1, Paul Pierce, yesterday before this game, says the Celtics will win.
I guarantee this one. Put the house on this game.
No.
Put the house on
it. Do not put your house on it.
Put the house on it.
So, you don't think there's an opportunity to...
No shot we lose.
No shot we lose, as he continued.
There's no way.
No chance.
Paul,
you got a better chance at walking out of the studio and seeing a dinosaur.
Man, those dinosaurs must look pretty crazy where they are. And then really put himself on the line, as we kind of experienced once before, sort of.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got to do that?
Wait a minute.
I'm walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know, Pete. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
Turns out it's 20 miles, not 15 miles.
And his co-hosts are going, somebody save him. Stop. I mean, they knew you can't say stuff like this.
And he might have felt pretty good up 20 again, up 16 with 8 minutes to go at home. And yet, this is a long clip. I think you referenced this earlier. Maybe you didn't. But this is Celtics radio as Boston was trying to win it late and couldn't.
Holiday's got it. 12 seconds to go. Back to Tatum. Cross half court. Tatum behind the Horford screen. Tatum, 5 seconds. Tatum at the free throw line. Tatum falling away in a baseline. His pass blocked by Bridges, and the Knicks have done it again. The Celtics do not get a shot away. And the New York Knicks, written off as a championship contender midway through this season, have just recorded three extraordinary victories on the road.
Yep, Detroit and now Boston twice. That was Sean Grandy on Celtics radio.
Yeah, it's amazing. So Tatum is trying to pass the ball to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But only because he got himself into no man's land.
Yeah, he got into trouble.
Terrible.
And to the credit of Ananobi. I mean, Ananobi was really smart.
Well,
watch how he, you know, there's a little bit of a hiccup there in the ball handling by Tatum. Ananobi does a great job of staying on the upside of Al Horford.
And listening to Joe Mazzulla, as I just did, in his opinion, the Knicks, they were trying to do the same exact play with Tatum to get to the rim, like they did a couple of possessions prior.
Where he came right down the middle.
Yes.
And he went, and there was Ananobi, and I think it was Ananobi and Robinson were stuck in the middle, and he went right around Robinson.
And he was giving credit to, it sounded like giving credit to Thibodeau for making sure, if they recognized that again, that they switched properly.
I also thought that they were happy to have that happen.
I agree.
Well, like, you want to score that quickly and then give us the possession? Fine. I mean, with Jalen Brunson, he ends up getting to the line, hitting the two free throws, but... Yeah, I mean, I was thrilled when Jason Tatum went to the hoop and scored that quickly with 12 seconds to go and give the Knicks the ball back.
Agreed. So the Knicks win 91-90. Here was Thibodeau. Crazy, crazy game, this basketball.
People always talk about offensive runs. I think you go on defensive runs as well. You also go on rebounding runs. You'll see guys, you know, all of a sudden, like Josh is a prime example, all of a sudden, you know, he has two or three rebounds, and then it'll get like four or five in a row. You know, so it's like making shots.
Well, speaking of making shots, Boston's not making many of them from the outside. After going 15 of 60, they went 10 of 40 in last night's game. That's 25 for 100. That ain't good. They went 8 minutes without a field goal in the fourth quarter, missed 14 straight shots as the Knicks came back and took that lead, outscoring them 23-6 to close out the game. Here was Karl Anthony Towns. We hung around and it paid off.
You're playing the best, you know. You understand that things may not go your way, but you just got to, you know, stick together. I think we're seeing the continuity this team has and the belief we have in each other. And when it, you know, when we needed to show it the most in these last two games, we've done it.
They sure have. And Jaylen Brown's team has not late in critical spots. He knows they got to figure it out. Now they go to Madison Square Garden down 0-2.
These are the moments where we need to show our resiliency. We need to show our toughness, our mental toughness. Because we can get back in this thing, no question. Obviously, you know, being down 0-2, it sucks. But, you know, we got a great group. And if I had to select any guys that can get it done, it's the group that we have in our locker room.
Now, one thing the experts have been pointing out is that they are a better road team than a home team. And the Knicks have been that, too, in the postseason. Mm-hmm. So we shall see. 3:30 on Saturday. Charles and Shaq pointed that out. One of the I've been watching NBC Sports Boston
those
for
guys
next
don't
hours.
Even know who's playing half the time.
Well, I think they do now. Okay. I think sometimes in December, if you ask them who's on the Charlotte Hornets, they don't know.
They're not sure yet.
But I think they're good now. I've just been watching some of the post game reaction. I can't play it, but you've got the Brian Scalabrine NBC Sports Celtics post game show. There are Knicks fans chanting "Let's go Knicks" like loud over them, but they've got an F bomb in it. And when you bleep it out, none of it makes sense. But it's funny. Like, they took over that part where they were doing the live show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of had
bing
some
bong.
Fun.
Bing bong.
Bing bong in their face
bing
off.
Bong. Yes. I don't know how I feel bing about bong. Those bing bongs.
Bing bong.
Oh, here we
outside.
Go. Bing bong. Bing bong.
Oh, we God. In the
way,
building.
We outside.
Is he alive?
Let's
make
go,
sure
baby.
He's okay. He must have been fired up last night.
We yeah. here.
Did he post anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I got to get to Tommy's post next hour, too, which I haven't had a chance
to record
yet.
Has anybody talked to Zoo?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he must have been so fired up after
last
night.
Saw him the
night.
Other day, but I haven't talked to him after the game.
Man, dudes, dogs, and damage. Tommy Lugauer's got to be loving it.
That's what I said to Al. That control room is going to be a tough 4 hours today for Tommy and Sean.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean,
well, Sean's because just... Sean is a Net fan, and he's tired of the Knicks, and you got Tommy right in his face.
Look, I love Sean. He was a part of the 5-Hour Bike Tour, did a great job. He's got a great spirit.
Did he finish
about
it?
Him. Yes, he did.
Good for
100%
him.
100% he did.
Nice.
And I just have to say that, you know, this whole Nets thing, Knicks thing, I mean, nobody cares about the Nets. It just doesn't matter. Nothing matters. They helped us with Mikal Bridges. We appreciate it. And just go to the side and don't worry about it.
It's a nice partner there on our air. Nets basketball on the Fan.
They're on the Fan?
Come get some.
They're actually on the Fan?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
Come get
that.
Some.
We did come get some.
Anyway, game three Saturday, 3:30 at Madison Square Garden. The Thunder beat the Nuggets 149-106. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 in that game. You've got game two Warriors and T-Wolves tonight. Steph Curry won't play because of the hamstring. Golden State leading one game to none.